Hello and welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I am your host, Vonette Wright. And today I'm going to be a little personal and I'm going to talk about how to handle tough situations. Have you ever heard this saying, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it? You know, one day you go along in life and everything seems to be going great in your world. May not be perfect, but overall things are going to plan. And then life happens, or we don't say it like that. We say something happens. Let's say you lose your job, or you lose the death of a parent or even a child or a loved one. You maybe even lose your home. It can even be your health. You know, it isn't fair. You don't deserve it. You didn't see it coming. You didn't plan for it. And you have so many feelings and frustrations that you just do not know what to do first, or if you want to do anything at all. I felt all of that above 8 years ago. I was blindsided. The love of my life that I had been with for over 24 years just decided this is over. He no longer wanted to be married. I didn't get an email. I didn't get a text. I didn't even get a plane going across the sky. I was devastated. I had no idea what I was going to do. So I found myself in the toughest situation that I could have ever, never, ever imagined. See, it would be easier if I could just sit around and feel bad and you know, just kind of blame him and blame everybody else and complain and kind of rehash this over and over again in my mind. You know, what could I did differently? What, you know, what do I need to do? I just didn't have the strength and I didn't know what I was going to do. Or I kind of just said, okay, everything is over for me. Tomorrow's not going to happen. And I'm just going to be stuck right here. Now, these are all great options if I wanted to maximize my misery and just feel plain like doing nothing. But that's not so great if you want to move on and do something different. What I had to learn was I have to do, and I had to do this new thing in my life, because guess what? There's going to always be something, I don't even say the word bad, something challenging that's going to happen in your life. And the faster that you change and do it, the sooner you'll improve your situation, because these tough times are going to happen. See, there's no short way to, try to deal things differently or have things not happen to you. But if you work on improving that 90% of your life, and that's how you respond, you're going to find that the tips I'm about to share with you will help you navigate through some very tough times when they happen in your life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you these tips on how to handle some tough situations. We'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hey, I'm Marcus Johnson, and starting September 18th, I'd like to invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, a dad, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest potential. We call it going deeper. If you're an entrepreneur looking for foundational strategies for creating and enjoying your success, a parent looking for the self-care needed to maximize your engagement in your family and your occupation, or if you're just looking to live the journey of life with intention, love, passion, work-life balance, and happiness, the Flow Podcast is for you. So starting September 18th on Saturdays at 9 a.m., join me for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. It's for the love of you. Streaming on all major platforms.
Welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright, and we're talking about how to handle tough situations. Now, before the break, I told you I'm going to give you some tips. And remember, Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to it. So here's about some ways to respond. Number one, make acceptance an immediate priority. See, when you're dealing with a tough situation, it can be a lot like death. It's grief. And people often go through the same stages as death, you know, the shock and denial, pain and guilt, anger and bargaining, and so on. So you may not be able to fully squelch your emotions, but you can decide to accept what's happened regardless of how you feel about it. See, the sooner you accept it, the sooner you can act from where you are, which is the only way to change how you feel. If you remember these quotes, it's something like getting started when you feel ready. Don't wait for your feelings to change to take action. Take the action and your feelings will change. Okay. Number two, remove fair, F-A-I-R, from your vocabulary. You remember as a kid, we would always say, he took my toy. That's not fair. You said you was going to buy me a bike. That's not fair. I had the crayons first. It's not fair. You remember that word when we were a kid? You think we learned early on that life isn't fair. I know I had to. But instead of clinging to how we think things should be, you know, hard work should be rewarded. Kindness should be reciprocated. And when things don't work out the way we feel, you know, we get angry towards ourselves and other people. Feeling outrage about life's injustices won't change the fact that things are often random and beyond our control. But when you start going on unfair spirals and reminding yourself, it is what it is. And then those reactions that align with the way you'd like things to be in the world. So you have to change your vocabulary. Speak the positive, not the negative, because this is what I do know. There is power in words. If you speak it, believe it, it will manifest. Number three, focus on the lesson of life. You know, if you remember the book by Richard Carlson, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, he recommends that pretending that everyone is enlightened but you, that everyone you meet is here to teach you something. See, in this way, you'll see someone who annoys or frustrates you as an opportunity to work on your patience. It's all in how you think. The same mindset can help improve the way you interpret and respond to events in your life. Let's say you lost your job. Perhaps the life lesson is to determine what your true purpose is. If your relationship falls apart, as it did happen for me, my life lesson was so many. It allowed me to become even more independent and know who I was and also whose I was. See, focusing on the lesson allows you to work on positive change, which makes you feel empowered instead of deflated. Number four, question whether it's a big problem as it really seems. Is this really as big as it really seems? See, we often turn minor upsets into huge catastrophes in our minds. See, life is like we can think it's as horrible as it appears to be at first. And some things are challenging. Yes, like losing your job because you know this is the way you pay your bills and take care of your family, or you know someone you love has passed on. But most situations can be solved. Sometimes we have to look at it as a blessing in disguise. There's a doctor, her name is Barbara Rahmer, and she interviewed about 300 people that who had near-death experiences. And the majority of her subjects said that they had a spiritual awakening. So whatever you're dealing with, is it really the end of the world to ask yourself? And more importantly, if you bounce back with an even better situation, let's just say something like a higher paying job or a more satisfying relationship, how impressed would you be with yourself? I know I have been. Number five, make get stronger your mantra. Now, think about this. Kanye West doesn't have a place in some people's world, but one thing I can say about the dude, he says this, now, which doesn't kill me can only make me stronger, if you follow it. I know, like I said, for me, about 8 years ago, I was in a marriage almost 24 years. And for the end to come, not even, like I said, by text, email, or a carrier pigeon. I was devastated. I felt, this is so unfair. How is this all going to pan out? But then I remember my godmother used to say to me, every day is not going to be like today. She had to pour that into me. She said to me, I know you feel powerless right now, but you're going to rock the world when you get stronger. You're not going to be the same person in this, coming out of this, as you were when you started. So whenever I deal with adversity, I remind myself to keep on rocking. Now, number six, remember, you can continue from this new place. It's easy to get attached to the road you're on. You know, not wanting to change, staying in the same place, doing the same thing, and especially if it makes you happy. See, when something or someone throws you off, you can feel so disconnected from who you want to be or who you are or what you want to do in life. And it may help to remember that a hurdle doesn't have to obliterate your plans. Even if you would lose your job or lose your spouse or whatever, you can still pursue your goals and maybe even more efficiently and better. See, there's always more than one way to address a problem. The sooner you focus on finding the new way, the sooner you'll turn that bad thing into good. And then number seven, ask yourself how someone you respect would handle this situation. You know, for me, I know when I was going through my divorce, I felt so disappointed. I even felt embarrassed. I even felt like I was a failure. I thought that everybody was looking at me and everybody was going to view me and everybody was going to talk about me. And probably they did, but it didn't matter. But what I had to do is I had to dig deep and ask someone that I respected, which was my mother and my strong family members, how would they handle this situation? And guess what? I found that the support and the love and the inspiration that they gave me was enough to get me to handle through this situation that I was in. So people will remember the things you accomplish, but what they're going to also remember is the way you handled life's challenges. And it's very true. Life happens to all of us, and it's not easy. You can bemoan it and fight it, or you can see dealing with life's challenges as a most important change of all. You can't always get what you want, but you can work at being who you want to be, no matter what life throws you. And of course, I've got a few quotes that I want to share. This one says, the greatest glory in living lies not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. And I'll read that again. The greatest glory in living lies not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. And that was by Nelson Mandela. And the next one, never let your head hang down. Never give up and sit down and grieve. Find another way. And don't pray when it rains if you don't pray when the sun shines. That was by Satchel Paige. And of course, Proverbs 3:5-6 simply just says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. Until Friday at 4 p.m., take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, but also take care of someone else and be kind to them.